In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Joseph. Today we're talking about the Eucharist. 1 Corinthians 11:23. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord," he received it personally from the Lord Jesus Christ, "what I handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" The word remembrance is a Greek word, anamnesis, which means to make present. It isn't just to remember in your mind. "In the same way, he took the cup also after the supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, make present the Lord's death until he comes.'" The same death that happened on Calvary, not repeated, but the same Calvary death. "As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes in glory." I tell you, the Eucharist has been left here for us, and so many Protestants have just thrown that away, but we've thrown the Word of God away for the most part. So you see, we need both the Word and the sacrament. We need both. It's not either or, it's both and. Father Joseph?
Yes. The night before Jesus died, he instituted the Eucharist and entrusted to the church for the church to continue in memory of him, in memory of his passion and the resurrection, in memory of his love for us, in memory of what took place on Calvary and in Jerusalem for all of us to do that in memory of him. And entrusted to the church through the apostles and now the priests to continue celebrating the Eucharist until he should come again. This is our mission and our task. And he calls on us, just as the symbol of cross is, he calls on all of us to be present at the Eucharistic celebration and offer thanksgiving and praises to God the Father.
The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Jesus is our thanksgiving offering. We offer him to the Father once and for all at Calvary, made present on the altar. We do not do it over and over again. It's the one sacrifice made present. As we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim, make present the Lord's death until he comes. You know, proclamation in the Bible is not what I proclaim, but proclamation of the Bible is, "Let there be light," proclamation, and there was light. "Be thou healed," and the leper was healed. That's proclamation. Proclamation is to make present and to do what it says. And we proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes in glory. And he will come in glory as the judge of the living and as the judge of the dead. Are we ready to greet him? Do we celebrate the Eucharist with love and devotion? Or is it just a habit that I have? No, it has to be done with love and devotion.
There are other names given to the Eucharist: memorial of the Lord's Passion and Resurrection, Divine Liturgy, Holy Communion, Liturgical Assembly, and others. And the Eucharist, the word Eucharist, which Father said earlier, it comes from the Greek word Eucharistin, meaning thanksgiving. Thanking what? Thanking God for his creation. thanking God for his redemption, thanking God for his sanctification. And here Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit comes in. The creation, redemption, and the sanctification. The Holy Scripture says, especially in the Psalm 116, say, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? And then the psalmist answers, the cup of salvation I shall raise to the Lord, the cup of salvation. Another question is, how can you and I thank the Lord for the many goodnesses that we have received from him? How can we pay the Lord for the gift of health, a gift of life, a gift of friends, a gift of faith, a gift of Jesus Christ himself for our salvation, the gift of resources in our lives, people we can turn to when we are in trouble, a gift of our own self, good health, what we have, so much in us, so much that we have, that we can give thanks to God for. The cup of salvation I shall raise. And at Mass we raise that cup of salvation. When Jesus took the cup of salvation, he took the blood and raised it, and then came his body and blood for our salvation. So we give thanks to God at the Eucharistic celebration, thanking God for the many gifts that we have. And you and I have received a lot. You and I have so much in our lives, and sometimes you do not realize it. We say, you may not know the importance of well till it dries up. You may not know how good our eyes, how useful our eyes are till you begin to use glasses, and then you know how it is. You may not know the importance of good health is until we get sick and we are admitted at the hospital. So much in our lives that Jesus has given to us, that you and I are called each day to be on our knees to thank God, Jesus, in our lives.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. That's it was so beautiful. Remember what God said in Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not like the covenant I made when they went through the sea. This is the covenant that I will make, that everyone will know God. Well, this is the new covenant shed in his blood. And you know, the blood is so important, because there's no covenant without the shedding of blood. There's no covenant without the shedding of blood. Jesus shed his blood for you. And we make that present on the altar every single day. It is not the blood that happens anew. It is the blood of Calvary under the form of wine. It is the body of Christ under the form of bread. It is no longer bread anymore. It is the body of Christ under the form of bread. It is the blood of Christ under the form of wine.
Yes, bread and wine are at the heart of the Eucharistic celebration through the invocation of the Holy Spirit and the words of Christ celebrated by a priest. They are transformed into the body and blood of Christ that we receive. And Mass, the Eucharistic celebration, has two main parts, the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. Now, before the liturgy of the word, we have something we call an introductory rite. You prepare ourselves to welcome Jesus in our lives, because the King of Kings is coming into our lives. So you prepare our hearts. And then you do the first reading. From the first reading to the prayers of the faithful is what you call the liturgy of the word. When God communicates himself to us, when God nourishes our souls, when God strengthens us, when God empowers us, comforts us, uplifts our spirit, when God speaks to us to unite himself with us. And then we come to the liturgy of the Eucharist that begins with the presentation of the gifts, and that is our bread and our wine. And that's where we begin the liturgy of the Eucharist, to the time of communion, where we receive Jesus in our hearts and our lives.
I remember Melchizedek, the high priest. He was offering bread and wine. Oh, yes. I am a priest, and Father Joseph is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, because we offer bread and wine, and the bread becomes the very body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the wine becomes the very blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not understand why Catholics don't preach the blood of Jesus. It's all in the office. When the priest prays the office and people pray the office, it's all about the blood. It's all about the blood, but we don't hear it preached that the blood of Jesus is our salvation. The cup that we take is the cup in union with the blood of Jesus. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, make present the Lord's death until he comes. Which death? The one death upon the cross. You make present that. St. Paul says that he received this from the Lord. It wasn't given to him from apostles like Luke. He received this from the Lord. This is very important, that on the night before he died, Jesus left himself until he comes in glory. He didn't leave a picture of himself. He left himself in the Eucharist, himself, the body and blood of Christ. He left himself for us to eat and to drink and to worship. Oh yes, the Eucharist is worthy of worship. Why? Because it's Jesus Christ himself. Some people say, you shouldn't have adoration. You should only celebrate the Eucharist. We have the right to adore the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember just on Monday, I had four children who came to do the adoration. We do it once a month. And these children know that this on the altar is the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ.
Oh yes, Jesus is to be adored. And the body of Christ that we put in the tabernacle, first and foremost, is to help the priest to give communion to the dying and to the sick, and to for us to go and adore Jesus, to adore him and praise him. He deserves our praises and our thanksgiving. And actually, it is only Jesus who deserves our thanksgiving, our praises, and our adorations, because he died for us. He sacrificed his life. He gave himself up for us. God the Father gave him away so that you and I will have life, will have peace and eternal life. So we are to adore Jesus. When we receive Holy Communion at communion time, you walk to the in front of the altar, and the priest comes with the body of Christ. So Jesus comes to meet us and give us himself for our salvation. He comes, we encounter him face to face, and he gives us his body, his life, everything about him for our salvation. And that also tells us the humility of Jesus, the love of Jesus, because Jesus knows that we need him. We need to receive him so that we may be nourished and be strengthened and move on in our day-to-day lives. So when we receive communion, we are intimately in communion and unity with the Lord. We are united with Jesus. We become one with him. And that is why at the end of the Mass, when the priest commissions us, sends us, go home to love and serve the Lord, we are sent to go home to bring Jesus to people and people to Jesus.
1 Corinthians 11:27. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. It's just plain present that this is truly the body and blood of the Lord. If you eat the bread and drink the cup unworthily, you sin against the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why at the beginning of Mass, we have a reconciliation experience. We tell the Lord how sorry we are for the sins we have committed. We tell the Lord that we want to get ready to hear the Word of God, to hear it with ears that are not blocked, but ears that come from the Spirit. But not only to hear the Word of God, but to celebrate the Eucharist and to believe that when the priest holds up the consecrated bread, oh, every knee should bow and say, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Those were the words that Thomas spoke when Jesus came the second time in Jerusalem. My Lord and my God. He is Lord and He is God, and He is worthy of your worship. I'm going to read this again. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. Then it says, examine yourselves, then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment against themselves. In other words, if you're coming up for a wafer, this is not a wafer. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's Father, God's Son, come in the form of bread. God's Son, come in the form of wine.
That is why it is important for us also to appreciate the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of confession, that we go and receive absolution and forgiveness of sins and be reconciled to the Father, and be reconciled to the Church, and be reconciled to Jesus Christ who gives us Himself. And so confession is equally important to prepare ourselves to receive Holy Communion. No wonder the two main jobs of the priest is to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass and listen to confession. And these two, no one can do except priests that can offer that. And so, as we reflect on the Holy Eucharist Communion, let us also remember what the sacrament of reconciliation signifies in our lives in relation to the body and blood of Christ. Confession brings healing and peace to us. Confession sets us free from some of the wrong thoughts going on within us. Confession heals us and unites us with ourselves, with Jesus Christ, and with people.
On the day of the resurrection, He came through the doors and He breathed on them, said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That's the risen Lord. That's confession. That's the sacrament of penance. Oh yes, He breathed on the apostles. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Thomas didn't believe that the Lord came because he wasn't there. He says, unless I touch his hands with my fingers, the nail marks, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. And Jesus came in and said, Thomas, come and put your hands in my side. Come and put your fingers in the nail marks. And Thomas cried out, my Lord and my God. And when the priest raises up the bread and the wine, the Eucharist, my prayer is my Lord and my God, because this is my Lord and my God.
When Jesus breathed unto them, He gave them His Spirit. He helped them to regain the peace that they have lost. And this is what the risen Lord does for us at confession. Are we touched by the Spirit of the Lord to reach out to your priest, to your pastor, for confession? Are we touched by that power of the Spirit to be united once again with yourself, with God, and with the Church? God is always merciful. He's always faithful. He's always welcoming. The Lord will welcome us. He doesn't reject us just because we have sinned. He doesn't abandon us just because we have sinned. He loves us with everlasting love. And we can focus on His love and allow His love to draw us closer to Himself and ask for forgiveness and strength. And believe it or not, this is what Jesus will tell you. Get a new ring for Him. Get a new sandals for Him. Kill the fattened calf. For My Son was lost and is found. He was dead. He has come back to life. And this is how Jesus welcomes us. He comes to us with His compassion. Compassion that comes from His very heart to our wretchedness, to our struggles. He's always compassionate and merciful.
John 6:51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is My flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us His flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. The one who eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For My flesh is true food, My blood is true drink. Those who eat My flesh and drink My blood abide in Me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent Me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats Me will live because of Me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread that your ancestors ate in the desert and died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while He was teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum.
When we receive Holy Communion, we carry Jesus with us. He lives in us. Just as Mary carried Jesus in her womb and visited Elizabeth, so we too, when we receive Holy Communion, we carry Jesus. We need to remember this. When we reach out to others, when we see the poor and the needy, the sick and the forgotten, that we are bringing Jesus. The Holy Communion helps us to be committed to the sick people. The Holy Communion unites us with Christ, and it also unites us with members of our families and the church. Unite us with one another. These are extremely important in our day-to-day lives, that we carry Jesus to others.
John 6:66, because of this, this is My body, this is My blood, eat My flesh and drink My blood. Because of this, many of His disciples turned back and no longer went about with Him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that You are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray Jesus. I'm telling you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. In the Eucharist, as we receive in the church, is both the body and blood. In the Eucharist, I'm telling you, it's very important that we go to confession and tell the pastor of your church, a half an hour of her confessions isn't long enough. You've got to have at least an hour. And people will come. They will come as long as we have it opened, and people will come to confess their sins and receive the absolution from God Himself. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Your home lesson today is read John, the sixth chapter. The sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.